Mental Health Monday Marathon. Tackling the stigma.
My next guest on the programme is Eve Christian, and Eve works for an organisation called The Brink, based in Liverpool City Centre, and she's a volunteer through there. Eve, thank you for your time. Thanks for joining us on the programme.
Yeah, you're welcome, Mick.
For people who don't know about The Brink, just tell us what it is as an organisation and what it does.
Okay, so The Brink is a dry bar, but the name of the charity is actually Action on Addiction, and it covers many different services. The service that I currently am involved with is The Brink. It's a dry bar, but we run like one-to-one counselling service for alcohol, for drugs. I run a pre-abstinence support group, and it's people looking at working towards abstinence-based recovery from drug and alcohol misuse.
And The Brink is, when you go in there, it's not like a clinical place by any stretch. It's the kind of place where you would go and grab a tea, coffee with your family. You know, it looks like an everyday sort of high street environment, if you like.
It really does. You walk in, it looks like a cafe. There's private rooms towards the back of the building where we do the therapy groups.
Fantastic. And in terms of your own work that you do there now, that comes from your own experience of addiction.
It certainly does, yeah. I actually started, we have a treatment centre just up the road on Rodney Street called Community Recovery. It did used to be called Sharp, so a lot of people might know it still as Sharp, and that's it used to be 12-step, now it's integrated with like cognitive approaches too, and it's an 11-week day programme. Quite intense therapy goes on there, and that's where I started. I went into treatment myself there, became a volunteer through them, and then trained to be a counsellor and worked in that building for 6 years, then moved on to run the Brink of Change group. So effectively what we do now is we look at where people want to go, what people want to do. Do you want full rehab? What are your interests? So we look at it. It's effectively what's called an ARC. So it's an assessment of recovery capital. So we look at many different areas, psychological health, physical health, social and well-being, interests and hobbies, things like that.
So it's one of the things that you're able to do is say to people, look, I know where you're coming from, because I've been there myself. And how useful is that now that you're through that yourself?
I think it depends on what you're presented with. You know, it's not about me. It's about the individual who I'm seated with. And sometimes it's not appropriate to share my own story with someone. It takes the emphasis off them and what they're needing in that moment. However, there's other times, like in the group setting, where it's sometimes appropriate to share part of myself with them, to just let them know, look, you're not alone here. I've been where you are, and there is a way out. There is help.
Are the sessions, and it's kind of in a laid-back, relaxed kind of environment as well. Are the sessions, though, when you get into them, quite clinical in the way that they do, or are they relaxed conversations? You know, do you have humour within it and things like that?
Oh, absolutely. Where would you be without a bit of humour in your life? But there is a structure to the week. Like Monday, we do goal setting. So what is it? And we do a SMART goal. So that's where you just measure it, exactly where you're at. You be realistic about it. We're just asking people just meet yourself exactly where you're at. Because quite often in active addiction, we set our bar too high, and then when we can't reach it, we just feel like complete failures. And that's just not the case.
It's one of the things around addiction as well, the impact that has on other aspects of life. Is that something that you deal with through The Brink? If there's an alcohol addiction, then there might be an issue with kids or parenting, holding down a regular job as well. Is that sort of the other side of it that you've always got to bear in mind?
Absolutely. As I say, we look right across the whole spectrum of how is this affecting your day-to-day life, what other areas are being affected. Now, it's quite low level at The Brink. And then what we do is we say, okay, so there's an area that you're really struggling with. What can we do to help you with that? And majority of the people do go up to Sharp, and they do the full treatment programme where they have family meetings in there, so they integrate everything. Because it's not just an individual problem. It's addiction. It's a family illness. Absolutely. Everybody is affected by it.
Do you think as well, I mean, something that I've noticed from an outsider, obviously we talk about a stigma that's associated to mental illness, but I feel like there's a separate stigma attached to addiction, which it isn't seen as to many as an illness, when it absolutely is. But for example, if you look at a famous example in Paul Gascoigne, the way that's treated, the way that's reported, I think totally misses the idea of it being an illness, and it's almost like a mockery, not in the same way that you would treat somebody who is depressed. And as well, it's one thing that I notice all the time, and it infuriates me beyond belief, is this idea of saying, well, he's had help, he's been offered help, so it's his own fault if he's going back to it. There's only so much you can do. And again, I think this is because it's not seen in the same way as an illness that depression is. And it's weird that we're talking about how depression and anxiety and other mental illnesses have their own stigma. But then I think addiction has even more of a stigma attached to it that separates from the two. Is that something you would see?
Oh, absolutely. I can only speak personally about my own experience of addiction, and I do see it all of the time, that I absolutely believe that it is a mental illness. Where it took me, absolutely took me to the pit of despair, the, you know, suicidal, the just didn't know what to do, where to turn. I remember, like, my mum died of alcoholism when I was 21, and when I went to seek help from the doctor, he told me to grow up. Like, I was in deep, deep grief, and he gave me antidepressants. I just self-medicated with a litre bottle of vodka a day. I didn't know what else to do. And then it just progressively got worse and worse and worse, till in the end, I turned to drugs as well. And the stigma is, and that was the whole idea originally about the brink, it's to bridge that gap, from that stigma for, as we say, you know, normal everyday folk to come in and socialise with us, because we're not lepers, we're just human beings like everybody else, and we need that extra little bit of care.
And I think in exactly the same way as we were talking about the life rooms, that is exactly what the brink does, and they do a fantastic breakfast. I don't know if you've ever had super breakfast,
but it's that sense of people together. Community response, isn't it? That actually there'll be the NHS if you need that, there'll be services if you need it, but also within the community there are going to be opportunities, and it might come within that kind of setting, it might come from within the arts, but those options will be available. And in many ways, Jake, I don't know your take on this, it's how maybe mental health is different from physical health, that normally if your leg's broken you do need it reset in a hospital, but actually mental health appears to have many different solutions, and they might come in the form of a dry bar, but they also might come in the form of a theatre group, it might be in the form of a stand-up comedy course as well.
Yeah, and that's why you can't have a one-size-fits-all approach to it, and that's why people are not turning away from the NHS but looking at alternatives, and the grassroots organisations, the charities, the community groups, they're exactly the people who can intervene, who can put an arm around somebody, who can have a cup of tea with somebody, who can play a football game with you. And you can be around people who you know understand you and understand the problems that you might be facing. And that is exactly what the Brink can do. And it's a superb organisation.
And we're not just there as well for the people who are actually suffering with the addiction. We're there for the family members. We run a family support group as well every Thursday, and the family members can come in and get support and actually look at, in what way do I enable this to continue? What is my part in this? What aspects do I need to change so I feel better about me and about my own life? So we want to help everybody that's been affected by it. We also, we have a football team as well. So we do, whatever you're interested in, we will try and point you in the right direction. And really, ultimately, it's about connection, is that we just completely disconnect, mainly from ourselves. We feel alone, isolated. And then once you first step in and ask, or you said before yourself, start asking the question, how can I help you? You know, is there anything you need from me? And then people will step forward and say, actually, yeah, I'm struggling with this or I'm struggling with that. And that's what we want to do. We want to be that shoulder. We want to be that ear to say that, you know, we're here and we want to help.
The Brink, based in Liverpool City Centre. Eve Christian, thank you for your time.
Okay,
I really appreciate it. I think there are enough people now in the room that if we said a round of applause for Eve, enough people could make a noise like would sound like a live studio audience, right? Yeah. Round of applause for Eve Christian. Yeah, we got a radio show. It's Radio City Talk, and it's the Mental Health Monday marathon. It continues in the next hour. We've got lots to talk about. We're on to page two of our running order, Jake. Turn your page now.
Mental Health Monday Marathon with Mick Coyle on Radio City Talk.